Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome each and every one of our listeners to our Impact Lunch Break call here live on Blog Talk Radio. We affectionately call it One Family, One Focus Radio, here for Hidden Hunger Global. And I am here with my partner in success. And somebody got that wrong last week. Said partner in crime. No, my partner in success. Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, how are you this fabulous day?
Yes, I am doing well by doing good, Silas. And yeah, I caught that, you know, when he said partner in crime last week, and you were quick to jump on that. So I appreciate you having
That's
my
right.
back.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you guys, we are, you know, Charlotte and I are, you know, we make an incredible pair, and our whole goal is to get this message across the globe about Hidden Hunger Global and, you know, the things we're doing to help children around the world, but also, you know, to impact families and to create a movement, you know, and our goal is to, you know, it's threefold. One is to save the lives of children around the world. Two, impact families right here at home, you know, by allowing you to have the ability to participate in our Ambassador Rewards Program and, you know, be able to better yourselves financially while helping, as we say, doing well while doing good. And then create a movement. We want to create a movement across this, across the globe, across the country. And but it starts with helping the children. And, you know, we have some incredible products, Charlotte. What's your favorite child-saving product?
I think, you know, it's hard to pick a favorite. I mean, I really like all three of them. The micronutrients seem to be the one that just addresses this most specific need of reaching the lives of children and getting them on a great start, though. So, I mean, I guess if I had to pick one, it would be that one. But, I mean, they're all phenomenal products. That are tremendous in, you know, changing the trajectory of a person's life, and so I'm very thrilled about just being a part of this movement.
Yeah, you know, and the products we're talking about, folks, for those of you who are guests on the call, is, you know, Hidden Hunger Global, we offer three incredible life-saving products. Now, when you get involved with us as a partner, you know, some people call them customers. You purchase these products, we don't ship them to you. We ship them to our co-venture partners who then in turn make sure that they get to the children in need. But our first product is our micronutrient pack. Now, this pack contains 15 essential vitamins and minerals needed for not only children but pregnant mothers to develop properly and live healthy and productive lives. You know, it comes in about the size of a sugar packet. It's odorless, it's tasteless. You open it up, sprinkle it in the food or sprinkle it in the drink and stir it up. And, you know, if a child continues to take this product on a daily basis, after about 2 months, it begins to reverse malnutrition. That is so critical, so important, because most people may not know this, right? And this is something I found out, that, you know, more than 50% of children die because of lack of proper vitamins and minerals. And then our second product is our LLIN mosquito net. This net provides children and families the protection they need from insects that are major carriers of mosquito-borne diseases, you know, including malaria, but, you know, we call them vector-borne disease. And these nets protect the family for up to 5 years. They're treated with a repellent. If an insect touches the net, they die. If a child mistakenly plays with the net, puts it in his mouth, there's no consequences. There's nothing that happens to the child. And then our third product is our portable water filtration system. Now, this product is smaller than a soda can, and, you know, it filters out over 99% of the pollutants, providing a family up to 150 gallons of clean drinking water every day. You know, think about that, 150 gallons per day, that's over 1,000 gallons per week. That's over 54,000 gallons per year. So this, you know, portable water filtration system is so powerful that you know, it allows children and families, not just the child, but families, to benefit from the fact that, you know, without clean drinking water, folks, I want you to understand, people die. But these critical three products, our goal is to find partners and other ambassadors who are willing to buy and sell these child products. Now, partners, they just buy them, and they basically give them away to these co-venture partners who then get them to the children. Now, they get a tax write-off, a gift-in-kind tax receipt for doing so. And then we look for ambassadors, and ambassadors are people who help us look for other partners and help us look for other ambassadors. And we have an ambassador rewards program that rewards our ambassadors for doing so. And we have one of our ambassadors on right now, a young man that I'm very proud of, and I want to bring him on and just chat with him for a little bit, because he has figured out, you know, how to get partners. And a lot of it is, you know, he's always listening to personal development. He's always praying and you know, giving glory to God. He's always asking God to help him say the right things and put the right things on Instagram. And so I want to bring him on without further ado, because every month he's usually got 18 PSV, which is, you know, child saving products sold or bought, 18 or more every single month. And I know this month he's got off to a huge start. And so without further ado, Charlotte, I want to see if my son, Silas King IV, has joined us on the call. Charles, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Hey, son, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's outstanding, outstanding. I want you to share with people some of the things you're doing to get, you know, child-saving products sold. And I know that every single day you're working on your business. I'm so proud of you.
Yes,
and I just believe this month that you're going to be a senior director. I believe that. But share with us some of the things that you've been doing, and tell us some of the results, some of the things that have been happening.
Well, I just had another customer today sign up. I don't even know where the person came from, but what I've been doing is building friendships first and then sharing my business with people, being interested in others, and then they ask me, what do I do? And I share it with them, and I'll share with them that how they can become a partner, and then if they want to become an ambassador also, I'll share that with them. And that's basically what I've been doing, is building, when you prospect, what my dad has taught me, is the first thing that's important is to build friendships with people before you share your business with them. So I'll build friendships first and then share Hidden Hunger Global with them.
That's awesome. So now, why don't you share with some of the people how you share friendships? What do you do? Let's say if you meet. Let's first start off with meeting someone in person, and then we're going to talk about maybe online. What do you do?
If I'm in person, I'll let's say somebody's next to me and they have a nice watch on, or some shoes or something. I'll say, hey, that's a nice watch. I'll just say something and get the conversation started. Or I'll just say, hey, I don't know, just. It depends on how the situation is, but I'll compliment somebody first, to begin a conversation. Then I'll talk to them, and maybe I'll be humble and I'll ask them, "What do they do?" I'll reach my hand out and say, "Hey, you know, reaching is the seed for more. You know, when you reach, that shows humility." So I'll reach out to people, and then that's how we get the conversation started. Then I ask them, I forward them. It's another thing my dad taught me is forward. Family. I ask them about their family. Then I ask them about their occupation. Then I ask them about their recreation, like what they like to do for fun. And then I ask them about their dreams and desires. And that's how I build a friendship and a relationship with people. And then they'll ask me the same. They'll be like, "What do you do?" And then I tell them, "What do I do?" They ask me if I'm in college or what I'm doing. Then I'll share them with this, and they'll be like, "Oh man, that's incredible!" And they'll want to help because what we're doing is impactful. And people are looking for this. People are actually looking for this. They want to be involved with this.
There you go.
And you got to believe that when you're sharing this with people, you got to believe that what you have is important. Because if you don't, it'll show off. You can have the greatest thing, but if you don't believe in it, nobody's going to look at it because you don't believe in it. So you got to believe in what you have.
That's so important what you said, son, about believing in it, because it comes through with your conversation. It comes through with your fears. If you don't believe in it, then you're going to be fearful and you're not going to talk to people about what you have. But if you're passionate about what you have, if you believe in what you're doing, then you're not afraid to talk to anyone. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, how do you make friendships, and what do you do online? Because I know a lot of these signups, they're coming online and they're just going to your website and signing up. What are some of the things that you're doing?
Well, I'm following the right people. I'm looking at, just like in real life, you'll look at somebody before you go up to them. You'll see, is this the right person? Should I talk to this person? Like, I'm looking for the right people for this business. And the most people that's been helping me is parents, people that have children already. That's the people that's been helping me. And the second most is nurses. I have a couple of nurses. That's just what's been happening for me. So what I've been seeing is dads and moms that already have children, and grandparents that already have grandparents, you know, they help the quickest, because they already know. So that's like, go look for the right people, and other people will help too. College students have helped me, you know. Other people, I believe everybody will help it if they see it, but that's the people that look for, the right people to talk to, and then start a conversation. Just send them a message like, hey, how are you doing today? And then see if they respond back. And then, or if you see something in their bio, like on social media, people leave what they do in their bio. Like a lady left that she writes books. I'll message her and say, how's your book going? And I was talking to her today, and she was telling me that she hasn't had no sales. And then I started speaking life into her, and now she's speaking, I do have sales. Like, I had her change her whole thought pattern of how she was speaking, because remember, you become what you think about. So if you're saying that, she was saying that, and now we're building a friendship. So it's just, you just got to reach out to people.
Absolutely. And see, what my son is doing, he's being patient and he's building friendships. But by building the friendships, some people, they sign up 2 weeks later, or some people, they sign up, you know, a year later, or some people, I mean, not a year later, a month later. So the key is understanding that the better relationships you build, the more people you're going to have sign up with you, right? So the key is making sure you build those relationships. And then people will let you share. So listen, people buy from people they like, right? And they buy from people they know, right? And so if you continue to put stuff out there, like my son is consistent with it. You know, what's some of the things that you put out there, son? Do you put scripts out there? Do you put, you know, power phrases? What are some of the things you put out there on Instagram and Facebook? Or do you do Facebook? I don't even know if you do Facebook.
Well, I use – what I'm using is Instagram, but I link my Instagram to Facebook and Twitter. So I'm going to start building my Facebook and Twitter too. And I have got some customers off a few off of Facebook, but I haven't really been focusing on that. I've been focusing on Instagram the most. But what I do is I post positive things. I post what God leads me to post, you know, scriptures. I'll be teaching people. Mm-hmm. And I build a nice following from posting the word of God. And then I'll ask people that already like my post, that's already connected with me, they like what I'm doing. Because a lot of people reach out to you when you're inspiring them. When you're putting out positive stuff, they reach out to you and they say, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep posting. Like those different type of things. That's how a lot of people come to you too. Like when you post positive things online. It's just like if you were a speaker and you just did a speech in front of people and you inspired them, they'll come up to you. That's how it is online.
Yes. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well,
then,
you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, son.
I was just going to say then, another important thing is like you can get customers online. They're still people. You can get their number and you can call them and talk to them. Because that's the most important thing, is getting to know them. Getting their phone number and building that relationship too, to another level.
That's awesome.
That's absolutely awesome.
So, and share with me just this month, you know, some of the customers that you've gotten. I know you had somebody even come out of your house and drop money off. Somebody like last night signed up that. We don't even know. You're not even sure where they saw your post at. And just share with us. I think you've had seven or eight or so people do it last night, do it today?
Well, this year I made a decision to do something different because I want to become something that I haven't become before. So I got to do something that I've never done. And so I was speaking to my dad, and he was telling me what I got to do, the work I have to do. And I saw what he did. And so for the last week, I've been making calls, 25 calls a day to people that I don't know and asking them and sharing Hidden Hunger Global with them. And the first day I did that, I had three no's. Some people hung up on me. Somebody told me maybe. And then 5 minutes later, once I finished calling those 25 people, somebody bought a Child 7 product out of nowhere. And then I did it the next day. So this was my best week because I sold a Child 7 product almost every day except one day last week. And then this week I sold one today. So this month I've had 7 customers so far. So it's going better than I have in any other month because I'm doing the work.
Yep.
Because the seeds you sow determine the harvest you grow.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely, absolutely. And always remember this, everyone. God will always bless the work of your hand. So if you do the work and everything counts. So it may not look like nothing's happening over here. Nobody's signing up. You're talking to people. Nobody. But you keep doing the work, keep doing the work. And all of a sudden, somebody might have saw your stuff online and signed up because of the work you're doing over here. You can't be lazy, all right? You got to get out there and you got to talk to people. So, son, before I let you go, I truly appreciate you. I am believing that
you
are a senior director this month. I want you to just share with everyone, leave everyone with some words of wisdom, some words of encouragement for those who may be a little fearful, for those who may be, you know, a little discouraged because it's not growing as fast as they wanted to. Leave them with some words of encouragement.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Proverbs 3:5 and 3:6.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
He'll direct you.
I appreciate
it. Done. Thank you, Dad.
Come on. Come on. It's done. D-O-N-E. Stick a fork in it. Hallelujah. I will sure let you know I am a proud dad. You can hear that in my voice. And you would, I know you have some incredible sons as well. And we say we're one family. That's what it's all about. Raise a child up, you know, in the way he should go. And when he get old, he shall not depart. And I'm so proud of my son, you know, because he is going to do this big. He's going to be one of the top impactors because every day he's doing the work. Every day he's talking to people. Every day he's looking to sell child-saving products. But every day he's looking to get better himself. He's listening to personal development pretty much all day. He's got it in his ear. He's working on him. He's meditating. He's praying. He's in the Word. And again, he has the faith, but he's also doing the work. You know, he's on the phones talking to people. He's on the Internet talking to people. He's out and about when we go out and about meeting people. So he understands faith without works just doesn't work. So he's doing the work as well. So, Charlotte, if you will, tell us who our next caller is and where they're calling in from.
Well, we've got Lori Johnson. She's calling in all the way from South Carolina. Lori, have you joined us on the call today?
Hey, Ms. Charlotte. Yes, I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Hi. You're welcome.
Hello, Lori. How are you, young lady?
Hey there, Brother Silas. I am doing very well, thank you, sir. And you?
Doing incredible, incredible. I'm going to ask you while we have you here on air. You know, on Tuesdays, we have co-ambassador day, co-host ambassador day, where we have an ambassador co-host with us on the show, and they get to ask questions. Last week, we started this, and J. Michael was the first one. I want to find out, and you can let me know if you can't let me know right now, if you want to be our co-host for tomorrow.
Oh, I would be honored to. I would love to do that. Yes, sir.
Outstanding. So we'll go with you what that means. And it simply means call in just like you normally do, but you got to call in the beginning of the show, and you'll be with us for the entire show. But today I want to talk to you. Our theme is talking about getting customers and getting those child-saving products sold and, you know, talking to people about you know, getting those child saving products. So, and I think, you know, my son hit on something that was really relevant. And he was talking about belief. And if, you know, if you don't have the belief to do it, if you don't have the belief, and we're going to talk about the belief here in a minute, because there's seven things that I believe that you've got to grow your belief in order for you to build this business. But, you know, Lori, you know, talk to us about, you know, I think one of the things is your why you even want to do this. And knowing what your why is going to help stimulate you to believe more, to do more. But tell us why you got involved in this from the beginning.
Well, the reason I got involved from the very beginning was because of the uniqueness of the idea and the business model. Certainly if companies like Amway, Mary Kay, and those legacy companies, we call them in direct sales, if they can be billion-dollar companies and put billions of dollars worth of products into the hands of consumers and distributors, why not take that same business model and apply it to Hidden Hunger Global and child-saving products? Can you imagine when we get to the place where we're a billion-dollar company and sending out billions of dollars worth of child-saving products all across to all these countries that need them? Wow, we're impacting the lives of so many children. So I think the business model, the uniqueness of it, and the power of it, you know, just really made sense because the traditional fundraising model just was not working. So we're going to be able to impact so many children's lives. I'm just so excited because it's just the simplicity of the items themselves, the products themselves, are making such a huge difference. When I listen to Rachel Zelon talk about in one community the amount of malaria or the instances of malaria going down from like over 30 to just zero, one or zero, that's just incredible to me. So we're able to make an impact. And I'm just so excited about being a part of this company because I know we are about to make a tremendous impact in the lives of these children. So I'm excited about that.
Well, Lori, you're there in the Charleston, South Carolina area. See, I got it right this time. I got it right.
You did. You
and,
got it right.
Yes. And I know Charleston has always been a great city for, you know, innovative things. And, you know, this is a innovative business model that we have, this social entrepreneurialism business model. And talk a little bit about that, because I know this is something that's relatively new, but I know it's something that now is starting to go across the globe as far as companies wanting to wrap their business around, you know, solving social problems or helping to affect social change. Talk a little bit about social entrepreneurism, kind of what that means for you.
Okay, and it's a feel-good thing. You know, it's a matter of a business being able to show the community that they have a heart and that they care more about just their bottom line and their dollars and accumulating that for themselves. So, you know, for a company to wrap itself around a mission like ours, it just really shows that they truly care more about themselves, just themselves. So when I think about social entrepreneurism and I think about when I used to call myself a serial entrepreneur, getting involved with lots of different types of projects, this social entrepreneur really makes a bigger impact. It definitely is something that is rewarding. I was talking to a lady last night, and she told me about how she went all over the world doing missions trips. I met her at the resort that I work at, and she talked about, you know, some of the things that the company that she's with or the humanitarian type of a outreach program that she does and she works with. And it was just, you know, just to hear her, you know, talk about the things that she's encountered in doing this work. And it just made me, it further solidified for me and made me feel really, really good about my involvement with Hidden Hunger Global. So to go back to what, you know, we talk about the social entrepreneurism and the companies who want to be involved and want to get out front to show that they are, that this is important to them, it just promotes better goodwill or more goodwill towards people and us doing business with them as consumers to know that they are also concerned about, you know, things like children having clean drinking water and having good nutrition and not being affected by malaria and other, you know, insect-borne diseases, which are really major issues in these countries. So I would be feel good to do business or to continue to do business with a company that I know has this type of model and who has embraced this type of model.
That's awesome that you would say that, that you would say, you know, to feel good, you know, because that's something people can wrap their emotions around, you know, feeling good about what they're doing. You know, this past weekend I was in Tennessee and I was doing a presentation and I talked about the fact that, you know, being in the industry for 21 years and, you know, being involved in companies where I sold coffee, where I sold tea, where I sold, you know, skincare, where I sold travel. And all those things were great. All those companies were great. But at the end of the day, my whole focus was on how much money I was making and how much sales I was moving, even though a lot of those products, I didn't even use them. You know, at the time I was selling travel, I wasn't even traveling. At the time I was selling coffee, I didn't even drink coffee. But with this project, every time I get a child-saving product sold abroad, it brings a smile to my heart. It makes me feel good that I'm making a difference in the world in somebody else's life rather than just my own. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. It makes so much sense, yes.
So tell me what are you focusing on, you know, what type of activity to get customers, to get people buying your child-saving products. And one of the things I tell people is it's just really opening your mouth and just sharing with everyone. And even if they don't get involved right then and there, understanding the fortune is in the follow-up. So you got to follow up with people. You got to get different things in front of them. Share with us some of the things you're doing.
And I listened to Silas the Fourth just a while ago, and he talked about, you know, the seeds. And he does a tremendous, tremendous job on social media, and I'm trying to keep up with him on social media. And I really follow a lot of what he does, and so that encourages me. Because what I've been finding, my focus is going to be on partners, customers, you know, and just like you said, the fortune is in the follow-up, and I am beginning to reap some of the harvest now of the seed sown before Christmas. You know, everybody gets very tied up in the Christmas holidays and things like that. And so now what I'm finding is that people are now responding. You know, they'll send me messages, Lord, I haven't forgotten, you know, how do I go about doing that, you know, Hidden Hunger Global thing you've been telling me about. You know, they see my posts on Facebook, and so they've been, you know, contacting me, and I just had three people. As a matter of fact, one of them that started out as a customer, he's going to become an ambassador this week. Yeah, he's already been a customer for the last, probably since November. And so now, you know, he's been seeing my posts and things and he wants to get involved. So I'm excited about that, and I got to get you on, you know, with him. We want to do a three-way call with you. And so, and another two ladies. One, she did $100, you know, and she was a result of a seed I'd sown probably back in October. Yeah. And she came on board. And so, you know, talking to her, as long as she can control that, you know, going in and doing the $20 as a one-time monthly, she'll get on board with that. And I did get another person who came on board as recurring. Yeah, she just put her debit card in and the Charlotte, so she blessed me and she helped me with that because I was driving at the time and she called me and she wanted to do it. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I know I remember you saying we can call the home office, and I did that. Miss Charlotte, she went ahead and signed her up for me, and, you know, so she is going to be a monthly giver, you know, at $20. And so she said, well, let me start off with that first. She said, I'm kind of interested in that ambassador thing, but let me start off with that first, you know. So you can see the harvest. Yeah, the harvest is now coming, and I'm really getting more and more comfortable. The more I listen to Miss Rachel Zelon talk about, you know, how it's like, you know, oh, my God, she is just like you said, our boots on the ground. It just lets people know that we're not trying to reinvent a wheel and trying to figure out how to do it and trying to get through the customs, and we're not trying to figure that stuff out. And it felt so good, you know, just being able to talk about her to this lady last night, who has obviously been around and doing a lot of things herself humanitarian wise. You know, it just made me feel so much confidence in our company and our mission, you know, to be able to share with her how we're not just trying to figure this thing out, and it's a good, solid company. So I'm talking to new people, opening my mouth, talking to new people, and it's just been a really good thing. So I'm looking forward to doing the 25. I'm continuing to do the 25. I don't exactly get up to my 25 every day, just in all honesty, but, you know, the more people I talk to, the more people I know are going to become customers and partners with us.
That's awesome, Gloria. We truly appreciate you and your commitment to Hidden Hunger Global. And as my son said, the seed you sow will determine the harvest you grow. And that seed is opening up your mouth, sharing this business with people. That seed is sending out text messages with the links to the videos. That seed mm-hmm. is asking the phrase that saves. You know, that seed is getting people on Blog Talk Radio, letting them hear about what we're doing. We've mm-hmm. got to spread the word, and we've got to plug everybody into all of our systems, including our opportunity calls and our training calls and our impact mentorship calls. So I'm just so proud of you and what's going on. You just continue to sow those seeds, young lady, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again, whether it's in Charleston or here in Houston.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the call.
And for those of you listening, you're going to get a chance to hear Lori co-host tomorrow. She's going to be our co-hosting ambassador for tomorrow's call for Blog Talk Radio, so make sure you call in. She's an incredible radio personality. I can hear it already.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. So, you know, Charlotte, yeah, tell us your thoughts about social entrepreneurism and, you know, that concept is starting to catch on across the globe.
Yeah, I think the idea of social entrepreneurialism is just a great way to combine two, you know, strengths for people that have a passion for, you know, social issues like what Hidden Hunger Global is trying to address with starving children, people dying of vector-borne diseases. When you see needs like this in the world, and then actually being able to do something about it, the entrepreneurialism part of it is the exciting part, because it's a way to help yourself as well, help yourself in getting the word out. And I think that it's a great idea, and I do look forward to seeing the effects of it in the future and seeing how we're able to, you know, create a movement and see lives changed. And so I just think that it's great. And what got you attracted to the idea of social entrepreneurialism? I don't think I've ever asked you that question. Hello, Silas? Oh, wait, he's here. He just, Silas, are you there with us?
I am here. I fell off for a minute, but I got back on. So, yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. You know, social entrepreneurism, you know, for me, prior to this company, I had not heard of social entrepreneurism. And so once I got involved in the company, I went and looked it up. And, you know, I talk about this all the time when I'm presenting. You know, we all have something called our reticular activating system. It's kind of like this. I'll give an example. If you ever bought a car and you went to the car lot and, you know, you found this car that you wanted and you found a color nobody had, you've never seen anybody with that color. And you bought the car, you drove off the lot, and the very first light you come to, somebody comes next to you with the same color. And now you start to see the color everywhere. Why? Because your reticular activating system was set off by you getting that color, by you now seeing that color. So you begin to see it everywhere. So that's the thing that happened with me with social entrepreneurism. Once I saw it in this company and I looked it up, I began to see it and hear it everywhere on the news and on the internet. And, you know, it's something that's only about two, it's a term that's only about 2.5, 3 years old, but it's a term that's growing increasingly in popularity right now. And, you know, it's a term that a lot of corporate companies and a lot of network marketing companies and a lot of traditional businesses are now wrapping their companies around because, you know, it's as Lori said, it's that feel-good thing. You're doing business, but you're creating social change. You're creating social you're affecting the world. You're not just affecting your bottom line, but you're affecting the world. And I think that's so critically important. And the reason I believe it's critically important is this, because now you're not just concerned about how much money you make. You're not just concerned about your bottom line. You are looking to affect and impact other people. And when we're talking about social problems, when we're talking about social issues, you know, such as, you know, people who are, you know, dying from dirty and unclean water, or people who are getting bit by mosquitoes and it's life threatening. It's you know, now we're talking about saving people's lives by what we do, and then we earn an income because of it. I just think that's incredible. I just think that's something that's so strong that one of my mentors that I read his books, I listen to his tapes, Robert Kiyosaki. He's the author, for those of you who have ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad or The Cash Flow Quadrant, The Business School for People, The Business School for People Who Like Helping People. He's wrote all those books. Robert said that by the year 2025, and I believe it's going to be sooner than that. That's 10 years from now. But I believe it's going to be sooner than that. He said that social entrepreneurism will become a household name. Everybody will know what social entrepreneurism is. You know, that's powerful. I want to bring on another one of our speakers. I want to bring on a young lady from Kentucky, a young lady I've got a lot of respect for, a young lady that's committed and plugged in to this business. And so without further ado, I want to see if Deborah Sale from Kentucky has joined us on the line.
Yes, Silas, I'm here. Thank you so much.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Oh, blessed. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing absolutely incredible. And this morning we're twofold. We're talking about social entrepreneurism, and we're also talking about what our ambassadors are doing to get customers. And so first, if you would talk about social entrepreneurism and why you believe it's important to this entire mission.
Well, I believe, you know, Scripture says it's much greater to give than to receive.
There you go.
And I stand on that. I've always tried to give what I had, time, encouragement, any type of help, physical help or whatever, or monetary. And I believe you always get back what you give. It may not be the same way you give it, but you get it back. Social entrepreneurism is just an awesome concept, I think. I know whenever I first heard about, I think it's Tom's Shoes,
yes,
where
that
whenever you buy a pair, a child that has no shoes gets a pair. And I always thought that was just such an awesome thing. And then with our business model, it's just fabulous to me because I know for over a year now, I've been struggling every time I saw those commercials for Feed the Children or whatever the charity was. And I know how much the commercials cost and how much the T-shirts cost that they're giving away and the tote bags or whatever they're doing. All that costs so much money for them to get maybe $10, you know. So by the time that the funds get to the children or whatever the need is, it's only a few cents. And it just did not make sense to me. And so whenever I was first introduced to Hidden Hunger Global and the whole concept of social entrepreneurism, it just it just thrilled me because I thought, this is the answer. This is where it lies. This is what needs to be done, because the other model for fundraising is just not that effective at all.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Deborah, tell us what you've been doing to get, you know, partners, you know, we call them customers. Share with us some of the things that you've been doing, because I know you've been highly effective also at sowing seeds.
Well, I do a lot of texting and emailing and calling. I'm starting now to go like through the phone book and do some cold calling. My biggest problem that I'm having right now, one thing that I need to catch up on that I'm not doing is my accountability sheet, to go back over that and contact the people again in a different way. A lot of times I will contact them again by text or something like that. So I guess I need some more help with that, you might say.
Okay, no worries. I said, absolutely, no worries. We'll help you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I know you texted me something that you did. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I sent a text out. Basically, I went through my phone, and everyone that I had a current phone number for, I sent them a text about Hidden Hunger and told them that, you know, I'd like their help in my business to get my business off to a good start here in 2016. And it's kind of it's amazing the different responses that you get from people. Of course, every number wasn't up to date. I had some text me back, "Who is this?" But you know, I had the ones that they did not understand, I guess, what I was saying whenever I was asking for them to go to the website and get involved in Hidden Hunger Global. I did get a customer out of it. I'm expecting and hoping to get more customers out of it. I got some that were, well, one person who I know who was my next-door neighbor who happens to work for the electric company, because what I mentioned in there was, you know, you not only helped me pay my light bill, but you also helped save a child's life. So this precious neighbor of ours put $20 on my light bill. He misunderstood what I was saying, and I texted him back and told him, you know, thank you so much. But I'm looking to grow my business. So
here's what I want to get. I want to give you a little tweak. Instead of talking about it being your business, I want you to talk about it being your mission. All right,
okay.
I want you to talk, because there are so many people who will partner up with a mission faster than they will partner up with the business, somebody else's business. So if you just that one little tweak, you start calling it your mission, I think you're going to see even a lot more results.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And Deborah, I truly appreciate you being live here on the Impact Lunch Break call. You are someone that's committed not only to the cause, to the mission, but committed to helping us save the lives of these children, and we truly appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Silas.
Awesome. We're going to go live to Franklin, Tennessee. And, Charlotte, if you would, let me know who we've got live here on the Impact Lunch Break call.
Yeah, Silas, we have a Rochelle from, like I said, Franklin, Tennessee, who's listening in, and she's interested in social entrepreneurship, Hidden Hunger Global style. Rochelle, have you joined us?
I have.
Hello, Rochelle, my brand new friend that I met this past weekend. Now, I'm going to do my best at this, Rochelle, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to do my best. I believe it's Nellipal.
Actually, this is Rochelle Graber, yeah.
Oh, this is Rochelle Graber. Okay, all right, awesome. awesome. That's even more awesomer. So Rochelle, I know that you were super excited about the information you saw this weekend. Tell us why you're excited about possibly becoming an ambassador. I should say possibly. You've already told me you're in, but tell us why you're excited about it.
Well, you know what, Silas? I'm really excited about it. Big part because I've done businesses like this before, and, you know, kind of like we were talking about this past weekend, it was always hard for me to reconcile doing the business and selling a product to people when I had no guarantees for them that it was going to work, you know?
Right. And
it wasn't something that they were giving, and that it wasn't something that I was super passionate about. And I have always had a heart for missions, a heart for children especially, too. And so the whole mission of this company just has me really excited about changing the world, honestly. And another big part of it is, you know, my generation, I'm 23 years old, and my generation is very, very socially minded. You know, they're very much social entrepreneurs.
Yes.
They want to make money, but at the same time as making money, they want to help people. And so I'm really excited to see what we can do and how we can bring up a bunch of young professionals and young leaders in this company, and also change the world while doing it. You know, just raise up a bunch of world changers as opposed to people just selling a product or selling a business.
That's what I'm talking about. In fact, we record all these calls, and you get a chance. You go back and listen to this particular one. You've got to go to blogtalkradio.com/save1 million, and it's the number one. And I want you to listen to it because my son was our first guest we had on today. He's 20 years young. He's part of that same group that you are, and he's doing extremely well in the company. He was talking about how he's using social media to get partners, to get customers, and this past week he got 7 brand new people that he didn't know from social media. And it's part of that same group you're talking about that want to be world changers. I like that. Want to be world changers. That might be the name of your group, World Changers, right?
That's
awesome. That's awesome. So here's the thing. I know that you, Amber Cooley, was part of the reason that you were at the event this weekend. I think she shared with you a couple of months ago, and that's what one of the things my son was talking about. He said, sowing seeds, and he said, the seeds you sow will determine the harvest you grow, and the seeds may not come right away. They may come a month later, 2 months later, you know. But I want to bring Amber on with you. I want you to hang tight. I want to ask you one more question, but I want to bring Amber on. Amber Cooley, have you joined us as well on the call?
I am. I'm here.
Hello, young lady. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Doing incredible, incredible. Amber, you know, I know that we were there this past weekend, and what an awesome, incredible time we had at church yesterday. I tell you, I've been bragging on you guys' church and the people that go to your church and how so friendly, but more important, that church is anointed with people that just care about other people. You know, we've got Rochelle on here to prove it. But, Amber, I know, talk about the fact that you shared with people and how this industry works. Just because you share with someone doesn't mean they're going to jump on it and join right away, but you keep planting those seeds, you keep watering, and a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, you know, people will get it because it's their timing. And talk about, you know, we've got some people who get discouraged because they go share with somebody and they don't join right away. Talk about how this industry works.
Well, you know, sometimes we get really excited about having a big meeting and, you know, having you guys come down, and I really appreciate you and Rachel coming and your wife, and I believe everybody really fell in love with you guys, and it was a huge blessing to have you guys here. And when, you know, you plan to have a big meeting like that and you expect, you know, great things to happen, well, because we're in the game, you know, and get it and you know, we're going for it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, everybody's going to jump on board, you know, at that first meeting. The first exposure is awesome, the first seed that's planted. After that, you know, it just kind of needs to be watered, and the more exposures, people are open, you know, to, you know, seeing the whole impact, the big picture, and just takes a little bit more watering to get people jumping on board, you know, like us. But that process, you know, takes a little bit of time, and I didn't really expect, you know, I guess a lot of people to sign up or, you know, become customers with the first round. Now that, you know, we've got the fire lit down here, we can direct people to the next meeting or the next phone call. And to me, that's how I've seen the process work.
Absolutely, absolutely. I tell people this all the time. It's 5 to 7 exposures. And so you got to understand, the quicker you can get those exposures, the quicker people will make a decision to move forward. And we got the fire lit down there, and we've got some people interested. You know, I want to ask Rochelle this real quick. Hang tight, Amber. Rochelle, what did you think about the timing of the company and where you guys are getting in? We talked a little bit about that. What are your thoughts about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been a part of, and I've looked at several companies, and almost every time I've gotten in right about the time they're about to take off. And I really feel like we still have such an open space before that happens, that the group that's in this company right now, and even for the next few months, the people that are coming in, you know, you hear all about, like, these leaders, that they're the first ones to hit ranks, and they're the first ones to do all this stuff. They're the ones that are doing trainings. They're the ones that are organizing the events, that are on stage at every event, speaking and doing training after training. And right now, from what I see with this company, you know, we're poised. The people that are in right now and that are active right now and that are working it right now are going to be the ones that are on those stages, hitting those ranks first. And really the ones that are going to be the leadership of the company 5-10 years down the road, and bringing people in and doing the trainings. Because when you see an opportunity like this, it's hard not to want to get involved. You know, that 500, about 500 active, like really truly active people in the company was kind of what clinched it for me. It was like, this is the opportunity to get involved in right now and to work at, because no one knows about it. Literally nobody knows about it. You know, this is the opportunity that you get in now, and you know, this is a lasting, you know, getting in right now, that's going to be the lasting thing. That's going to be the thing that takes you from making some money and doing fairly well to, you are now the top of the company, and you're the one that's on the stage doing the trainings and able to help other people hit those ranks and hit those goals.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, you and Amber, I'm just so proud of both of you. I'm proud of what's getting ready to happen down there, what's already started to happen down there. And I know you guys are going to be at the forefront. Can't wait to get back down there. I know Amber is looking into right now starting weekly meetings, and you guys, like as you said, it'll be the focal leadership down there, and getting this thing going. I know that we're going to have meetings that are going to grow to 50, you know, 100, 200, 400 plus people in that area. I know it without a shadow of a doubt. I can feel it without a shadow of a doubt. So I want to thank you. You and Amber for coming on, for jumping on, and I appreciate you so much. I'm gonna look to squeeze in one more person. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Do we have the other Rochelle? You know, I get the names mixed up, from Tennessee. Charlotte, were we able to get her on the call as well?
No, not the other Rochelle, but I think that right now we can squeeze in somebody that's all the way on the other side of the mainland, Sandy calling in from Maui this morning. Are you there, Sandy?
Yes, I am.
Aloha. How are you doing,
it's
young lady?
I'm doing great. It's Aloha Monday.
Aloha Monday, absolutely. It's Catch the Wave Monday, too, at 1 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Hawaii. How are you?
Right.
How was your... Yes, how was your this past weekend? And, you know, tell us what you're doing. I know you're getting ambassadors as well as customers. Tell us some of the things that you're doing, Sandy.
Yeah, you know, we have an event this Saturday here in Haikou at my home.
Okay.
We're going to have a few people over, and I'm going to get you guys the information today to promote. And
awesome.
Basically, you know, as you know, we've been calling, I'm calling the Impact Power Parties Catch the Wave and Impact a Life.
Catch the Wave.
Yes. Yeah, Catch the Wave.
It.
And yeah, just been like everybody's been talking about, just planting seeds. And one thing, and I have witnessed this personally, you know, you have to keep planting the seeds even though something may not be happening right away. Don't get discouraged. Keep going back.
Yeah.
Because I did get a partner yesterday who I've been talking to for a while about this, and he felt compelled to give, and he did. And
awesome.
So don't give up. Those little seeds that you keep planting are eventually going to bring forth the harvest. And it is a new thing. One phrase that I love that Duncan Dodge had said the other day on a call was, and I kind of got the phrase, and I love it. I've been using it a lot and telling my team to use it. We are leading a humanitarian mission through direct sales. That's what we're doing.
Yes, yes.
We
yes.
are leading a humanitarian mission. And I think if we focus on the word mission, it
yes.
is going to be, it's going to get people attention, and it's going to call them to action because they're going to want to be on board, you know. So, and also raising up young people, I really believe that this is for all generations. I think that families with children need to be aware of how they can make a difference in someone's life. Helena, one of my ambassadors, her daughter, who's a teenager, saw what we were doing and felt compelled to give her $20 and buy a pack.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so she is a young, she's going to be a Miss Teen Maui coming up here and then hopefully going
wow.
to Miss Teen Hawaii. And we're talking to her right now about sponsoring her for the big one on Oahu, and we're going to play some ads for Hidden Hunger here and Catch the Wave in a magazine that they're doing. And we're going to try to get into this, the pageantry here in Hawaii, and get the kids involved so that we can spread the message of what we're doing out here.
Wow, that's so incredible. And you're absolutely right, guys. All we got to do is we got to keep spreading the word. We got to keep speaking the word. We got to keep sharing with people. And this thing's going to snowball. I'm telling you, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that keep the vision, that keep moving forward, we're going to be part of something that's majorly incredible. We already are, but it's going to get bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Sandy, before we close out, you know, I always ask you to give us a word here so we can continue to learn our Hawaiian words. You share with us a new word today.
Okay, I got a word for you. It's very easy. It's e koma mai. E koma mai.
E koma mai.
Mai. E koma
mai.
Welcome. Yeah, it means welcome or enter. So when you're welcoming someone into your home, you're going to say e koma mai.
Ah, okay, I got it. Thank you, young lady. You're awesome. Hey, I
you're
want you to
welcome.
take plenty of pictures and maybe even some short videos
yes.
of your event this weekend, and get with Bruce or Charlotte and let them know so we can post it. Thank you so much.
I will
much.
Definitely do that. You're welcome.
Yep, and thank each and every one of my guests today on the call. We truly appreciate you. Looking for great things to happen across the globe in Hidden Hunger Global. Remember, we're one family with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. Don't forget to catch the Blog Talk Radio Hawaii at 1 p.m. Central. God bless everyone.